This is power. This is
the Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Well, thanks for sticking around. I'm Jay Garvin's. I am summing up what I believe is one of the most difficult and complex radio podcast topics I've had in the last year, and that's staying balanced, connected, and focused. And it all starts with you. See, talking about mortgages, talking about budgeting, talking about real estate is really, really easy. In fact, I mentioned easy peasy. I can help you with that. I'm a licensed loan originator. I have 8 investment properties that are very successful on great financing, if not owned outright. I'm developing properties, 8 townhomes in Woodland Park, and I practice all these things. And what people see as complex is easy peasy. That's the easy stuff, to do my job, to complete a mortgage. And I want to complete a mortgage with you. I'm the best in the business. 21 years, a perfect client experience, life planning and life advice while you're accomplishing a task. What a concept. More than just an interest rate quote and a closing cost quote. Look for people to enhance and add value to your life. But the hard part is where you start. See, the bottom line up front, the big takeaways for this show is that you have all the power and the tools to change within you. There's far less you need from me that you actually need from yourself. And this applies in all areas of your life. We can talk about your finances. I can have Kelsey Cameron in here talking about your health or applications of health in a gym or in a clinic. But what's most important is what's happening within that 3 inches in your head between your brain and your mouth. You have to watch your thoughts, because your thoughts, which only right there, 2 to 9 seconds is a thought, they're done, gone. That's why I'm easy with it, because I'm like a squirrel in a dog park. Whatever thought I have, I'm off with ADD to the next one. But if you just control that 2 to 9 seconds, your thoughts become words. And be careful, because then your words become your actions. And long enough, then your actions become habits. And you'll find out that then your habits start to become ingrained into your character. And you better watch out your character, especially if you have children or close family around you, because then that then becomes not only your character, but their destiny. So how do we unpack this? You unpack this by taking some of the negative out of your life, not putting more stuff in. Less is more. And there's a famous quote that said, people change, but not much. Because we all have our habits and the things we go through. Same thing. When I was nearly retired earlier this year, down to 1 day a week in mortgage, and the Lord turned me on a dime over 4th of July and put me slam back into it, 40, 50 hours a week. I'm going to tell you right now, the first 21 days was painful. And guess what I had to do? I had to change my thoughts. I'm not retired. I am invigorated to make a difference in the mortgage industry when rates and opportunity are the lowest and the best that they've ever been in my 21 years. That was a distinctive decision to change my thoughts. And then my words changed, became positive and edifying for an industry that had ground me down. How many of you are ground down by your industry? Well, you need to change your stinking thinking. The power of the tongue. You're hung by the tongue. Because your thoughts become your words, and your words become your actions. And then before you know it, 3 weeks, like I told you, 3 weeks back into mortgage, man, I was exhausted. And it's amazing, after the 4th, 5th, 6th week, I was fine. It brought me back to flight school when I was going through initial flight training and Blackhawk training. It was grueling. We were 60, 70-hour weeks. But when our class of 40, that I was the class leader of because I was the ranking officer, would go through a break, we'd enjoy it, but we'd come back the next Monday miserable. And they said, sir, Captain Garvin's, we don't want to do any more breaks. We want to go all the way through this, rip off the Band-Aid, stay positive. What are we doing? We're creating habits, because once you create habits, they become your character. And you see a lot of people with character, both positive and negative. And the closer children are to your proximity, I honestly believe children change our lives because they change our eating habits. They change our schedules. Look with this COVID and school and all of that. I mean, I saw parents climbing up the walls. God help you if you're still in, you know, distance remote schooling. But once you accomplish that power of the spoken word, then you can manifest it into what I call prayer, into change. I call on the Holy Spirit. You can call on Buddha. It doesn't matter. It's a physiological thing in science that's called neuroplasticity, where you actually change and rewire the neurapses in your brain, period. There's the science behind it. If you want to know why Jay is positive, it's because I practice this stuff every single day. And the rest of life is easy peasy. I don't need to worry about whether my project of developing townhomes is going to go well. I know it's going to go well because I speak in every day. I have positive thoughts. Those manifest to the people helping me. I've been humbled where people have said, boy, you've been very gracious and thankful and helpful. And then people start helping you. And the bottom line is this. Once you get through this, everything else is easy peasy. I do a whole class, a whole podcast, a whole show on finances. And here's it in Dave Ramsey's 7 baby steps. If you want total financial freedom, here, less than 30 seconds. Get $1,000 in reserve. After that, eliminate all your unsecured debt. Boom, gone. Get 3 to 6 months of budget reserves in an account, period. Save 10% for your retirement, no matter what, every month. Pay your school off with cash, pay your house off early, and then give generously and build wealth. Now, that's not difficult. What's difficult is the discipline and the positive attitude to stay with it. Here's relationships. Don't ever go to bed mad. Apologize first and change and do not repeat your offenses. That's it. Here's some more financial points. Spend less than you earn, period. Agree to have spending limits with an accountable partner, period. How about this one? Research and get 3 opinions on any expense or purchase that you have, period. Even with me in a refinance. I mean, call me right now to refinance or purchase a house, and I'll show you how to do this, put it into practice in your very next transaction. It's called habits. So as I leave the show, I want you to know that all of this change that you need lies right within you. I can guide you, but you're the hero that has to do the work. So hopefully that's helped. I want you to go grow and prosper. And today, tell someone close to you that you love them. Have the courage. And if you've not found your passion and calling and purpose in life, pull your truck over, your car over. Put down your coffee right now and say, Lord, provide me with a passion and a vision to help others, because that's what I found with you. Have a great week. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. And before you go your separate way, go to ChurchillColorado.com and sign up for my next and last investment property class of the year on the 10th of November, 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, Investment Property 201. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO News Radio.
She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well,
the proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And all-